It's been 1 week since the death of Osama bin Laden. At a time of troubling economic news and natural disasters, news of the capture of America's number one enemy can have a positive effect on the nation. Jim Foster teaches political science at OSU Cascades.
This may even lift American spirits around a stodgy, continuing to be very slow to recover economy. Psychology is one of those interesting sciences.
U.S. Navy SEALs managed to find and kill Osama bin Laden a week ago Sunday in Pakistan. When the CEO of Prineville's Pioneer Memorial Hospital took over last year, his number one goal was recruiting more general practice physicians. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Prineville Hospital CEO Bob Gomes is close to his goal. He wanted to hire 5 new doctors to the rural area. By October, there will be 4 new doctors in the community.
One general surgeon and 3 family practice. Very good news, and these are outstanding physicians.
Currently, Prineville has 1 family practice doctor for every 900-some residents. Part of the problem is medical schools aren't producing enough general practice doctors, and rural areas have to compete with more metropolitan areas to get them. Kelly Blyer, 1110, KBND, Radio News.
Warm Springs just broke ground on its new, bigger, and better Indian Head Casino off of Highway 26. It's scheduled to open in early 2012. Jeff Anspach with Warm Springs Economic Development Corporation says the community is taking more aggressive action to bring in business. The new partnership with the Deschutes Economic Alliance is helping.
I think the tribes can be a very valuable partner in the Central Oregon economic community because we have relationships with federal governments and states and other tribal nations. It's a valuable asset that I think has just been undervalued over the years, and that's really the goal with this outreach effort, is to try to figure out how to get some positive partnerships and leverage some of the relationships the tribes have to get some business here in Central Oregon.
The focus of the Economic Alliance is to develop mutually beneficial business opportunities between Deschutes County and Warm Springs. And the recovery of 16 neglected horses in Salem last week highlights an unfortunate and illegal trend in Marion County. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb explains.
A spokesman for the Marion County Sheriff's Office says they've had 7 or 8 big cases like this of horse neglect already this calendar year. In this case, the suspect was also on probation for a 2010 horse neglect conviction here in Deschutes County. Don Thompson is with the Marion County Sheriff's Office.
This is probably the 7th or 8th seizure of this size we've done this year. I mean, we've done a lot of them. We've been trying to put owners in contact with rescue agencies, trying to get them in touch with the hay bank, trying to get them in touch with a place called Rescue Blankets that will provide horse blankets for horses during this time of weather. Trying to help people. I mean, the last thing we want to do is seize their horses.
The former Deschutes County woman convicted of horse neglect in 2010 is facing the new charges of animal neglect after 16 horses were seized. Marion County Sheriff's officials say 52-year-old Gabrielle Buckner is held on $20,000 bail and is scheduled to be in court on May 17th. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
And that's a look at our news for today. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.